So for a long time, we've wondered what the best approach is when someone finds out they have prostate cancer. Is it to move to surgery really quickly, or is it to watch and wait and monitor the condition? And there's new evidence that the watch and wait approach might be quite safe.
That's right. The prostate cancer is more than just one type of cancer. There are different rates of growth of the various prostate cancers out there. Some are slow growing and non-aggressive. Others are much more aggressive and as a result tend to spread a bit more quickly. And we do know that for many prostate cancers in men, it is not the prostate cancer that ends up resulting in death. It's usually another condition that does that because of the slow growth. These men live to a long age, an old age, and usually it's heart disease, stroke, diabetes, something else that leads to this, to their succumbing. And so this was a study done that published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, where they looked specifically at early stage slow growing prostate cancers. So again, it's a very specific population. They weren't dealing with men who had the aggressive kinds of cancer. And again, the reason is because these slow growing cancers, the question was, can we leave these alone and avoid a lot of the side effects or consequences of operating or dealing with this cancer? That is, impotence, urinary incontinence, reduced or damaged sexual function. A lot of conditions that, and pain. And a lot of these conditions can dramatically affect quality of life. So this was looking at the balance between, do we aggressively treat this or do we leave these cancers and watch and see what happens by monitoring it very closely? This is not a matter of saying, okay, you have a slow-growing prostate cancer, we'll see you in a few years. This was following these men up very, very closely over a 13-year period. So again, these were 450 men who were considered what they call favorable risk, meaning again that their cancer was not considered aggressive or fast-growing, and they did active surveillance. So they were followed very closely over these 13 years. And they found that over the 13 years, the rate of prostate cancer survival among the group was over 97%. So again, 97% of those 450 had survived. And those that died, again, what was interesting is that those that died, most died of causes other than their prostate cancer. So they said that at 10 years, the likelihood of dying from something other than the prostate cancer was about 19 times greater than the death from prostate cancer. So it simply indicated, again, that the assumption that when you have slow-growing prostate cancers and you watch and you actively survey these particular men, it is unlikely for that prostate cancer to cause damage. So this opens up a question. This now opens up a question between the person with prostate cancer and their oncologist to say, okay, what direction do you want to go in? We know that this particular type of cancer is unlikely to cause death in the next 10 years. These are the consequences of actively treating it and the consequences of treating it. What direction do you want to go in? So it's not a matter of just saying to someone, you're stuck with this and we're not going to do anything. It opens up a dialogue to say, this is what we know today. The issue is quality of life versus actively managing and treating this. So
does that mean that that in many cases they wouldn't receive any treatment, or that they would receive a moderate form of treatment?
Well, this means that the watchful waiting approach means that if there is something that changes, and so they monitor, they have regular PSAs, they watch for the PSA doubling time, and they also undergo periodic biopsies. So it's not as if nothing is done. So if there is something that changes and some of these men convert to a situation where the cancer now is spreading, it's about to break through the capsule or the covering of the prostate gland, where then you run the risk of it spreading elsewhere, then you would do something. So they do.
But until
that
point, you're not doing any treatment.
Exactly. And in this particular study, some of these men were reclassified as over time as high risk. About 30% over the 13 years were reclassified as entering into a higher risk state. So it's not as if nothing was done. It's simply delaying treatment if the treatment is not necessary at that time.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.